Family First Care. This is Allison.
Yes, Allison. This is Tamara.
Yes, how are you?
Not good.
What's going on?
I sent all the paperwork they required.
Okay.
I even got the most recent face value of his life insurance policy.
Yes.
I was missing two things. I gave them those two things. Haven't heard nothing back from him. They're coming to pick up his hospital bed on Wednesday.
Okay.
He has no medication. We have no doctor. I don't know where.
Well, he has Medicare or no?
Yeah, he has Medicare.
Medicare should be able to process his medications and everything. That is the primary. And then the Medicaid long-term support services is the secondary. That's what should. So Medicare.
So I can call.
Yeah, okay. You can go through his Medicare, see what they have to offer. And sometimes it's even better because it's skilled short-term. So the hospital bed and everything, if you've got it through long-term care services, the Medicaid, check in with his Medicare and see how they're able to cover him as well, because that should be his primary, and then the secondary would be the home care, the all of that. But Medicare is going to be his primary care doctor. Sorry, Medicare is going to be his primary care doctors, his medications, his if he gets like PT, OT, all of that stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So just for the meantime, and what I'll do is obviously reach back out to the county and see what's going on and make sure they receive that on your end and their end.
Okay.
But just check in, and I just wanted to advise you of that, that it's, please keep taking care of him. Check in with his Medicare because they can cover at least something.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll check in with you on Monday, okay? See if I got an answer from the state.
Okay. All right. All right, thank you. Thank
take
you so
care. Oh, you're very welcome. Right. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.